There's a big change happening at Glassdoor, and you need to be aware of it, especially if you leave negative reviews that you believe are anonymous. Here's what's happening. As many of you know, you could set up a Glassdoor account without revealing your real identity. This was a real plus for those who wanted to leave negative reviews either for an employer, someone they had interviewed with, or a company that they felt had treated them poorly during the interview process. In 2021, Glassbowl bought Fishbowl in a move that some believe shows they are hoping to take on LinkedIn. And as you know, on LinkedIn, you show your real identity. That issue is irrelevant for this discussion, except that Fishbowl requires you reveal your real identity. And all Glassdoor account holders were given Fishbowl accounts. And remember, prior to all this, you could set up your account anonymously. Also, Glassdoor provides the opportunity to reveal your real identity with postings if you wish. So far, so good. So what's the problem? And by the way, Glassbowl maintains that anonymous posts will remain that way. However, as you might imagine, not everybody is happy about having to reveal their real names and jobs and job titles on things they thought were previously anonymous, even if it's all in the back. If you had a Glassdoor account and haven't previously provided your full name, when you log on, you may be prompted to enter one on an impossible to dismiss pop that says, entering your real name is required to verify your profile, but other users won't see your name unless you choose to share it. If you don't post, or you only post positive stuff, you probably have nothing to be concerned about. But if you've posted negative stuff in the past, you might want to consider deleting the account. You can always set up a new one. Why? If the rules change or you accidentally post to make your post live with your real name, it's there for everybody to see. This includes the person or company you posted the negative review about. While you might not care if someone sees something negative you posted about them, you should care about prospective employees seeing it. Why? Because they'll look at your posting and they'll think, they'll be writing like this about me someday. To be fair, something that I hate to do, but I realize is the right thing to do. I can see both sides of this argument. There are definitely people who will leave negative ratings and remarks to be spiteful. Competitors might anonymously leave negative reviews. The negative reaction might truly be the poster's fault, and they're just not taking responsibility for their own actions, etc., etc. But there are also employers who treat employees terribly and would retaliate if they found out that they were posting something negative about them. There are potential employers who just will never respond to job applicants if they see you posting something negatively. I could go on, but you get where I'm going. How do you feel about this issue? Should comments and reviews have names associated with them? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Negative postings aren't the only thing that can torpedo your chances of getting a new job. There are a number of other things people do long before they get invited for that all-important first interview that torpedo their chances of getting that call. I think this issue is so important, we recently did a separate talk on it. You can watch it right now using the link that has appeared on your YouTube screen if you're watching on YouTube and is in the description. Good luck!